Thank you, Cameron. All right, team. We are at the top of page 9, step 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. My first note at the top of this page is this is a process, not an event. Okay? Came to believe. This is a journey phrase. And step 2 is ever evolving and so very much alive in my program today and will continue to be. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves, here's the key, not only exists, but is big enough, powerful enough, capable enough to restore us to sanity, to restore Bianca. This is where my agnosticism shows up. Okay? All of this, most of this page comes from the chapter We Agnostics. Okay? The title of the chapter is We Agnostics. Yeah? Not to those of you who identify as agnostic. Okay? We are all agnostic. And knowing where and how your agnosticism shows up and where your step two practice needs to grow in throughout different seasons of your recovery is vital. It's vital because this is where mine showed up. Could restore me to sanity? I balked. Oh my God. A to when? I'm sorry, were you all saying? When was that? I've learned that my restoration is really, to the divine self within, to my true nature, and my alignment with the divine. But yeah, at the start, I was like, to when? Also, I doubted that it could restore me personally. You know, hey, yeah, maybe for all of you, but me, I don't know. So we check that. And here we go. Famous passage, lack of power. That was our dilemma. Singular, one dilemma, one problem. Yes or no? Lack of power. Okay, that's what I sought in my active addiction. That's what I seek untreated today. Okay, I want power, I want freedom. And I was looking to the human aids, human systems, three-dimensional substances and relationship dynamics to get that power instead of looking within to the divine, which I get access to through the 12 steps. If you have any doubt about this, just see your log and loser list again. So we had to, there's another must. We had to find a power by which we could live. Interesting. Not just by which we could stop drinking, drugging, using, acting out. Huh. By which we could live. There's a line in the back of the book, page 518, that really aligns with my step 1, 2, 3 experience. The author says most addicts get sober because they're afraid to die, but I knew I would live, and that was far more terrifying. I had surrendered. I'm sure most of you can relate. Right? So I need a power by which I could live without the weird shit I was picking up that didn't work anyway. And it had to be a power greater than myself. Obviously, no shit, duh. But where and how? These are the questions. Where and how are we to find this power, which we're disconnected from? It's hidden from us. You know, we have to go on this journey of seeking this power. Well, you're in luck because that's exactly what this book is about. And not just this step, by the way, or this chapter, We Agnostics, but this book. Yeah. So this is a true, like 12-step journey lived into a working reality into our lives that's going to bring us to this belief, to this knowingness that this power could restore us to sanity. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. Circle back up to lack of power, right? One singular problem. What seemed at first a flimsy reed. Let's continue with this log analogy. We're drowning in the water. Reeds are usually these like flimsy things that grow on the sides of like water, you know, like lakes and ponds and shit. And it looks really, really limp and weak. Okay. It seems at first like a flimsy reed, this power greater than ourselves, but it has proved to be the loving and powerful hand of God, this invitation out of that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. A new life has been given us, right? Not figured out by us or snatched up by us, right? It's given to us. Or if you prefer, here we go, a design for living. This isn't really a design to stop, it's a design to start living. That's what keeps us here. It's a recovery recipe that really works. In nearly all cases, the newcomer's ideals must be grounded in this power greater than themselves if they are to recreate their lives. If you get a little bristly with recreate, right? How about create, period, or co-create? Deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. We're actually very familiar with this, maybe not by that name. It may be obscured, right? Clouded, blocked by calamity, okay? Tragedy, chaos, pessimism, by pomp, our pride, and by worship of other things. That list is way too long, but you know what you worshiped, okay? That's a 3D human shit. But in some form or another, it is there for faith in a power greater than ourselves. And here we go, miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as humankind itself. We finally saw, boom, there's your first awakening word of this workbook. Open your eyes, okay? We finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup. Just as much as the feeling we had for a friend. There's lots of references in the big book to God as this source, force, energy, spirit that is a conscious companion. Yeah. And a friend, capital F. Sometimes we had to search fearlessly. Yeah, we did. We do. But God was there. This is our first little footnote. There's plenty of little analogies and allegories offered to you in the back of our workbook. Really poetic. The fish story is a bunch of fish are swimming around, and a fish comes up to them, and it says, "Isn't the water great?" And they're like, "What the fuck is water? What the fuck is he talking about? Water." Okay? It's insane. It's like we're swimming around in this divinity, but we haven't connected to it consciously, right? Just as fish swim in water. Okay, that's our journey here. God was as much a fact as we were. Okay, we found the great reality, capital G, capital R. Here's another God phrase for you, especially for those fantasy addicts out there. Of which I am one. I think we all are. The highest I ever got in the end was the nanosecond of fantasy thought before I picked up. That's as good as I ever got. Seriously. And the craziest shit I did, talk about, one-upping each other with junkie pride. The craziest shit I did, I was sober, okay, living on the fantasy and doing all the crazy shit what I needed to do to get what I needed. You know what I'm saying, right? We get it. So we found the great reality deep down within us. That's your answer to that question of where at the top of the page. Annoying, but true. In the last analysis, it is only there that God may be found. God was so with us. We can only clear the ground a bit here. All right. If our testimony, this is what we can do as recovered addicts carrying this message. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice. Sounds a lot like open-mindedness. Yeah? Sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly. There's your honesty, and encourages you to search diligently, right? Be willing to show up and do the work. Willingness. Search diligently within yourself. Then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway, capital B, capital H. There's another one. Okay, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive. Okay, yes or no? Because with this attitude, you cannot fail. Yeah, that honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, you cannot fail. It's a bit of a promise there. The consciousness of your belief. Capitalize that C. It's a great one when you're working with, self-proclaimed atheist agnostics. I don't know a person who can deny that we are conscious beings and that wouldn't want an elevated state of consciousness. So start with that, capital C consciousness. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. Some of us grow into it more slowly. Again, there's a journey word. We grow into it more slowly. But God has come to all who have honestly sought God. When we drew near to God, God disclosed himself to us, itself, themselves, it, whatever. Okay? See Michelangelo's story. There's a famous Michelangelo painting where the God figure has their finger outstretched, okay, to the human who's got a lazy ass index finger like this, just sitting there. All we need to do is boom, okay, point to point, just boom, just that little bit. And we can connect to the divine. With few exceptions, our members find that they have tapped an unsuspected inner resource. I like to capitalize that I and that R. There's another one. Inner resource, which they presently identify with their own conception of a power greater than themselves. Yeah, we can never fully define or comprehend that power that is God. And we're asking our prospects to connect to their own conception. Conception doesn't mean definition. They would have said definition. Right? It's an idea, it's an experience, it's a feeling. Step two instruction. It's as simple as this. We needed to ask ourselves but one short question just to get this journey going. Do I now believe, or am I even willing to believe, that there is a power greater than myself? Yes or no? As soon as a person can say that they do believe, or that they are even willing to believe, right? We emphatically assure them. That means, like, with emphasis and enthusiasm, that they are on their way. It has been repeatedly proven among us that upon this simple cornerstone, a wonderfully effective spiritual structure can be built. I go nuts with the architecture analogies. We already got one. Helping others is the foundation stone of your recovery. Now we're getting the cornerstone. That's the first stone that's placed. If you're building an archway. And it determines the direction, okay, the orientation where that structure will be facing. And if you're building an archway, toward the direction towards which you're going to walk through. Yeah.